So apparently the financial industry is racing to adopt AI that they can't fully explain, while regulators are demanding explanations. What could possibly go wrong? Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Banks are going all in on AI for fraud detection and risk management, but there's a tiny problem. They often can't explain how these systems actually work. This is creating what experts are calling a transparency crisis in financial AI. Here's what's happening. Major financial institutions like PayPal are deploying sophisticated machine learning algorithms that scan millions of transactions in real time, flagging anything suspicious. These systems are genuinely impressive. They can spot patterns humans would miss and react in milliseconds to potential fraud. But here's where it gets interesting. When regulators ask, "So how exactly did your algorithm decide this transaction was fraudulent?" Many banks struggle to provide a clear answer. It's not that they're being evasive, it's that modern AI models, especially deep learning systems, operate through complex inferential logic that even their developers can't fully explain. And honestly, this is a bigger problem than most people realize. It's not just about regulatory compliance, though that's huge. It's about trust. If a bank denies you a loan, you deserve to know why. Was it your income, your credit history, or some mysterious correlation the AI found between your zip code and default rates? Without transparency, the entire financial system risks becoming a black box of unexplainable decisions. But while everyone was worrying about this transparency problem, something else was happening quietly behind the scenes. Regulators worldwide are actually stepping up with concrete demands. Singapore's Monetary Authority is rolling out new AI transparency requirements by mid-2024. The U.S. Federal Reserve, Canada's Office of Financial Institutions, and the EU's AI Act are all demanding more control and visibility into these complex systems. This isn't some distant future concern. It's happening right now. What makes this particularly challenging is that most financial institutions don't even build their own AI models. They use foundational models from third-party providers, adding layers of opacity that make traditional validation nearly impossible. Imagine trying to explain the logic behind a decision when you didn't even build the system that made it. That's the reality for most banks today. Some institutions are responding with creative solutions, developing AI audit trails that capture inputs, outputs, assumptions, and human approvals. Others are implementing what they call post hoc explanation techniques, basically ways to approximate transparency after the fact. But there's an uncomfortable truth here. More explainable models often sacrifice some predictive power. It's a direct trade-off between accuracy and transparency, and the stakes couldn't be higher. Get it wrong and you're looking at fines, investigations, operational delays, or worse, a fundamental erosion of customer trust. Quick hits before we go. PayPal's machine learning algorithms now automatically flag suspicious transactions, but overflagging creates its own regulatory risks under anti-money laundering regulations. Generative AI is automating back-office functions like record keeping and report creation, potentially eliminating thousands of jobs. And explainable AI is now helping justify lending decisions by identifying specific factors rather than just providing opaque scores. That's your blend for today. The financial industry is building AI systems they can't fully explain. Regulators are demanding explanations, and we're all caught in the middle. The question isn't whether AI belongs in finance. That ship has sailed. The question is whether we'll demand transparency before or after something goes terribly wrong. I'll see you tomorrow.